Chris Montgomery from the Water Valley Stampede Association, president.
Chris joins us today on Community Hotline as we get set for the 72nd annual Water Valley Stampede coming up this weekend. Chris, just how excited are you guys for another year out there in the Water Valley area?
Oh, crazy excited. We've certainly got the moisture out of the way now. It's ready for some fun.
You bet. So you got the Foothills Cowboy Association coming out there again this year. What time are the performances this weekend, and just how much are you looking forward to being part of the second event of the season for them?
Yeah, so we're going to start 1 p.m. each day on Saturday, June 6th, and Sunday, June 7th. And there's a full weekend of rough stock and time event competition, plus the wild pony race each day, and what a show those kids put on. Ranch bronc riding is a new event for us this year, and did we get a lot of entries. The dance is legendary on Saturday night. It starts about 8-ish at the grounds. Live music with TC and Company. Great cold beverages, plus this year some great new ones from our friends at Fallen Timber Meadery. Come on out Friday and camp for free with paid admission to the rodeo. Oh, I almost forgot. Mutton busting entries taken at the rodeo office until 1:30 each day. Hope you can come join us at the 72nd annual Water Valley Stampede.
That's great, Chris. Obviously, a lot of people know how to get there, but if you've got some new people coming out this year, how do they find the grounds?
Well, pretty simple. Just take the turnoff off 22 to Water Valley and straight through town, and it's 5 miles west of Water Valley, and you really can't miss it.
Excellent. And again, in addition to the regular events you'd expect at any FCA rodeo, do you guys have some local entries and things like that that you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, you bet. We've got some ladies bronc riding. That we're super excited to have them come back. They put on just a whale of a show last year. And we've got a new group of 18-plus ladies cow riding that we're going to focus on this year, too. And, of course, like I said, we've got the wild ponies for the kids and the mud busting for the little ones. And, yeah, it should be a time.
Wonderful. What do people need to make sure that they bring with them when they come out there?
They'll bring cash because we don't have a machine.
Sounds good. So it's the Water Valley Stampede coming up this weekend. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Galen. Appreciate it.